Tomorrow's World Commentary, May 18th, 2024. The Wrestling Match That Changed History, by J. Davy Crockett III. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Wrestling is a fascinating sport involving physical strength, skill, and tenacity as combatants strive to pin their opponents. Professional wrestling has enjoyed popularity for generations, and it garnered $748 million in revenue in 2021. This form of wrestling has been considered entertainment rather than a sport because of the sometimes bizarre personas of the participants and the pitting of good guys against villains, quote-unquote, in carefully choreographed matches. Collegiate wrestling, however, is a legitimate sport sanctioned by the NCAA. 395 colleges across the United States participate in it, and it is a popular event in the Olympic Games. While the display of skill in such athletics entertains and absorbs the attention of millions, most people are unaware of a wrestling contest that occurred long ago in ancient Edom. Jacob, the son of Isaac and grandson of Abraham, was returning to his homeland as a wealthy man with family, flocks, and herds after sojourning with his father-in-law, Laban, for 20 years. On this journey he expected to encounter his brother Esau, from whom he was estranged because of a controversy involving his birthright, which Esau believed Jacob to have stolen from him. This biblical account is found in Genesis chapter 24, verses 19 to 34. Jacob implemented a plan to placate his brother and protect his family, and this story is recounted in detail in Genesis chapter 32, verses 3 through 23. After Jacob sent his family and servants away, his story took a most interesting turn. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, that is Jacob, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he, that is Jacob, said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So the man said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And the man said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men, and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 30. From this point in history, the name of Israel is prominently featured in Scripture. God worked with him as the progenitor of 12 sons whose descendants became the nation of Israel, chosen by God to be an example to the world of God's way of life. Note that the Jews are named for Judah, just one of the 12 sons of Israel. Why would God wrestle with Jacob, quote-unquote? A profound spiritual principle is stated in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing." All of us will be tested, since whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Proverbs 3, verse 12. Jacob had endured physical trials and tests. Then, at this vulnerable moment in his life, came a struggle with God, which symbolically revealed his persistent character, something God would use in carrying out his plan for humanity. This was all part of God's promise to righteous Abraham, found in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." The Hebrew Scriptures tell the story of God's interaction with Israel and the events that led up to the birth of Christ as the Savior of mankind. The physical contest in the wilderness between Jacob and the one who became the Messiah was a momentous event in establishing Israel as the instrument God would use to carry out his plan. Nations are families grown great. The nations that now occupy the Middle East are the descendants of those ancient families whose conflicts and controversies continue down to the present day. These intractable problems will finally be solved, and peace implemented, when Jesus Christ returns in power and glory to establish his kingdom as the King of Kings and Prince of Peace. The Tomorrow's World telecast, magazine, and study guides can help you understand this marvelous plan, which includes all mankind. This life-changing information can be found right here at this website, and it is all available free of charge. Why not get started by ordering the free study guide, Prophecy Fulfilled, God's hand in world affairs. End of article.